After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest fields. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to my house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. But whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, once again we say thank you for allowing us to come to the house of worship. Now my prayer is, Lord, that you will open us up, open our eyes that we may see you in this message. Open our ears that we may hear you in this message. But most importantly, open our hearts that we may receive your message. Amen. Workers, needed workers for Christ. I want to ask you this morning how you would respond to this ad. Needed workers for Christ. Come work for the Lord. The work is hard. The hours are long and the pay is low. But the retirement benefits are out of this world. As you apply to work for the kingdom of God, I encourage you to consider the benefits. Everlasting health insurance coverage, housing allowance, the best food ever, including manna from heaven. The ad doesn't say now that they're looking for a CEO. It's because there is a current CEO. The one you will work for has been in charge from the very beginning of time, knows everything, and created everything. Some call him Father, some call him Lord, some call him Creator, some call him Almighty God, some call him Jehovah, Master. But you may want to consider calling him Shepherd, for you will come to know his voice. And when you are selected for a position, you are to follow the shepherd's voice. Again, the shepherd needs workers. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, bless us now. Gandhi said these words. He says, my father once told me that there are two kinds of people, those who do the work and those who take the credit. He told me to try to be in the first group because there was less competition. Today, topic wanted workers for Christ is constantly being advertised because there is work yet to be done for God's kingdom. The scripture lesson today speaks of 72 disciples who Jesus selected to send out ahead of him. He wanted them to go to every town and place where he himself intended to go. Their job was to lay the groundwork for Jesus' arrival. God has always, from the very beginning, included individuals in his divine plan for human beings. The call to mission began with the words of Jesus. When Jesus said to his disciples, he said, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Jesus calls us to live a spiritual life, but Jesus also calls us to live a life devoted to mission. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are to work for Christ throughout our lifetime as believers. What is Christian mission? It's working for Christ by being his witness, it includes our works and our deeds. The mission of God and Jesus is something that we should participate in on a daily basis as we go about our lives, at home, at work, at play, on the weekend, and in the community of God's people. We are the community of God's people. Look over at your neighbor and give them the warmest smile that you can conjure up. The warmest smile. You see, you have just worked for Christ. You have made somebody's day. Tomorrow morning when they get up, they're going to remember that warm smile. In addition to the Great Commission, Jesus said, "What? Go and make disciples." In other words, Jesus was saying, by your witness, by our witness and works, others will come to believe and accept me as God's Son and the Savior of the world. He says, go and tell others that the Savior has come. I am the Savior. Let them know that their sins can be forgiven if they accept my teachings and live according to God's plan. If the message is received, the Holy Spirit will come and complete the job. Remember on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was gifted to God's people. It was after the word was shared with the multitude of people who were there. The Holy Spirit came to do its work. Over 3,000 people committed their lives to Christ on that day of Pentecost. Because his apostles and his disciples were bold enough to stand and proclaim the good news. That not only had the Savior come, but the Savior was crucified, but then they also shared what? The resurrection. From the day of Pentecost, the people of God became a missionary movement, going from town to town, proclaiming the word of Jesus Christ. All of you know John the Baptist. John the Baptist was on a mission. He was called by God. He was selected by God in his mother's womb. The purpose of his mission was to prepare the hearts of the people to receive Jesus' message. And John the Baptist preached. He preached repentance for the remission of sins. He reminded the Jews, God's chosen people, about God's faithfulness throughout their journey. For God so loved the world that he will send his only son, so that whosoever believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. That was John's mission, to prepare the people for Jesus' arrival. On one occasion, someone said, are you the Messiah? He says, no, I come to prepare the way. And because of John's obedience to God, to go and prepare the way for Jesus, those who heard and responded to his message formed a group of followers from which Jesus was able to identify, teach, and train for his earthly mission. We are all in training for Jesus' earthly mission. Today, more than ever in my lifetime, Jesus needs disciples to prepare people for his future return. I think we all can agree that Jesus is coming back again. And we should want all of our family and friends to hear about Jesus so they too can have an opportunity to say, I'm going to make Jesus my Lord and Savior. Let's look at what's involved in being a worker for Christ. The ad covers a number of jobs that one can apply for. Even though there are different spiritual gifts are given for certain jobs, there are some common qualifications that all Christian applicants should possess. Each person should have a BA, not a Bachelor's of Arts, must be born again. Before we can witness to others, we must know Jesus on a personal level. It's one thing to hear about Jesus, but it's another thing to experience Jesus. And once we experience Jesus, that's the sign that the Holy Spirit has come upon us. We want to change. We want to begin to be kind. We want to begin to be loving. The harvest, Jesus says to the 72, he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Today, more than ever, today, he needs all of us. Prayer. Pray when God has given you an opportunity to work. Pray and seek God's divine guidance for the right job. God may choose someone to teach the new converts, someone to encourage new converts, someone with the gift of wisdom, the gift of giving, the gift of faith. Pray and ask God to help you identify your spiritual gift or gifts and how to best use it or them for his kingdom. Pray and seek God's guidance about how to accomplish the job that God is calling you to do. God, I've been given this job by the pastor has asked me to do this, but I want to hear from you. How do you want me to carry out this mission? And then be full of faith. Let nothing stop you from carrying out the mission that God has given you. Remember, the task may not be easy, but remember, Jesus is what? Always with us. Jesus warns of possible disappointments. This journey, Christian journey, is not always easy. Oh, but the benefits out of this world. We must learn to understand that our role is someone who has been called by God and sent by Jesus, and it is to accomplish not our plan, but God's plan. I'm sure that the disciples understood that they were on a mission. Jesus was sending them out. to encourage and inspire people about their witness of Christ's message and miracle. We can assume that they were all willing to go because Jesus doesn't force people to do anything. He gives us opportunity to work with him. It's called free will. We all have free will. We can accept Jesus calling for us or we cannot accept it. But here's the good news. God and Jesus loves us even if we decide not to do the work. He told them the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. When we say yes to God's call, we should pray that others will follow. As a pastor, one of the things that I've heard from people who are asked to head a ministry, they often say, I can't get anybody to help me. And I say, come, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us ask God to send some faithful workers. The 72 here in our scripture lesson today, they use their gifts of apostleship, teaching and knowledge to go and prepare the way for Jesus. Jesus said, go. And then he says, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Again, what Jesus may ask us to do may not always be easy. At the beginning, Jesus says, I'm not leaving you comfortless. You will have the Holy Spirit to guide you. Remember the rich ruler found in scripture? A certain ruler asked Jesus, say, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus looked at him and he said, you know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You should not murder. You should not steal. You should not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. And the young man, he was so proud of himself. He said, all these things, all these I have kept since I was a little boy. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, but you still lack one thing. Jesus said, I want you to go sell everything that you have and give to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. The young ruler walked away. He was not willing to give up his possessions to follow Jesus. He wanted to follow Jesus on his terms. Jesus knew the man's heart before he asked him the question. Our visitor today, not our visitors, he and his wife said that he was one of the first 18 to come to start this church. And they moved away. And I'm sure that they can take pride in what they started. But the church goes on. It continues. If it's in the will of God, the 72 remained. Jesus says the work is urgent. There is no time to waste, for the harvest is ready. It won't be easy. In fact, sometimes you'll feel, again, like wolves. You will feel like you are among wolves. You don't need to take much with you. No cash or credit card. Not a change of clothes, not even an extra pair of shoes. And if Jesus was talking to the 72 today, he probably would say, and please leave your cell phones at home. You don't have to call me on your cell phone. Just pray and I will hear. My Father and I will hear. One of my friends, an ordained clergy. He and his family lived a very comfortable life. He was a college professor and his wife was a teacher and had two beautiful daughters. And one day at a conference, he stood up and said that I feel that I'm being called to go to Mexico to start a church and a school for those who have been called to be pastors. Everybody was stunned when he described where he would be, an undeveloped area. Well, they stayed for 5 years. And he asked churches to help him. The only income that he would receive would be from the churches sending them money monthly. But he felt called by God. And he was willing to give up the comforts of America. Then Jesus gives the 72 further instructions. Jesus said, you will not be alone, but you will have a companion. 72, you will go two by two. My friend in Mexico did not go by himself. His entire family was involved in the ministry. Throughout the New Testament, we see people working together. Peter and John, Paul and Silas, and Jesus had, 12 disciples. Jesus said, you are to declare peace wherever you go. Whatever we commit to do for Christ, let me encourage you to do it in peace. When you get to a point where you think you just cannot do anymore, you begin to boil over. Stop and boil over. Stop and pray. Say, God, give me that peace that surpasses all human understanding. Jesus says to them, accept the gifts of those who welcome you. My friend, someone had given him a shell of a house, and he and his family were prepared to go in to do some updates to the house. But when they got there in the community, the entire community had come out to help him make the house livable. Jesus says to them, it won't be easy, but never forget that God never commands us to do something that he wouldn't enable us to do. Jesus says, you're not in charge of how people will respond. You are only the messenger. You are only the messenger. We cannot make people accept Jesus Christ, but we are ordained and commissioned to tell people about Christ, and it's up to them if they will accept it. We never fail working for Christ. Scripture tells us, James in the 5th chapter 20 tells us, you can be sure that whoever brings one sinner back will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. As Christians, we should never ignore responding to those God put in our path. Have you heard this story before? There was a cruise ship going from island to island, and there was a man standing on the deck. And he saw a small island. As they passed the small island, he saw a bearded man shouting and desperately waving his hands. And so he said to the steward, he said, who is that? And the steward said, I have no idea. Every year when we pass by, the man goes nuts. Help us. Help me. I'm stranded. People in our family are watching us. They want to be invited to church. People in our community, they want to be invited to church. Waiting. People waiting to be introduced to Christ. Waiting to be invited. Waiting to be invited to a church concert. Waiting to be invited to become a choir member. Waiting to be asked to serve on a church committee. Waiting to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And too often, we pass them by. Sometimes it's very easy to measure our work by numbers, but Jesus doesn't seem to be concerned about numbers. In the same way, Jesus says this. He says, in the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 who are righteous and haven't strayed away. Jesus' church needs disciples today to prepare for his future return. As Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, as members of Palm Coast United Church, we must show an outward sign of our commitment to God by being willing to become torchbearers, preparing folk for Jesus' return. Let's all be on a mission for Christ. Invite someone to church during the month of July. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, oh, this is what I love about working for Christ. It may not come often, but the joy comes when someone says to me, thank you for that message. I've decided to make Jesus my Savior. One, just one, not 10, but just one person, just one. Lord, even the demons submit to your name. When we go and we've been confirmed by Jesus Christ, Jesus will make everything all right. Your work will not go in vain. Don't worry about the numbers. Because I shouldn't say that we're United Methodists. The bishop may ask Reverend James about the numbers from time to time. But individually, don't worry about the numbers. Mission is not something we do to impress God. God is not impressed. It is not something we initiate and then invite God to participate in. Mission is what God is already active and at work doing in our world right now, and he need workers. Would you apply? Sometimes the work is hard. The hours are long and the pay is low. But the retirement benefits are out of this world. Let's give God a hand clap. Amen.